from the book of Hebrews, Hebrews chapter number 12, beginning with verse 1 and following, Hebrews 12, verse 1 and following, wherefore seeing we also are compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which doeth so easily beset us, and let us run with patience the race that is set before us, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God. For consider him that endured such contradiction of sinners against himself, lest ye be wearied and faint in your minds. Ye have not yet resisted unto blood, striving against sin. Amen. You may be seated in the presence of the Lord. I'll give you my subject in a little bit. There are several ways you get a message, a gospel message. Amen. You can get a message by inspiration. Yeah. Paul said, I received of the Lord that which I also delivered unto you, inspiration. And then there is a message you get by observation.
That's right.
Amen. As I passed by the vineyard of a man who was void of an understanding, I learned something.
Yeah.
Amen. His was all grown up and taught me a lesson.
Yeah.
Observation. And then there's desperation. That's when you ain't studied. We never want to be caught in that third category. But I want to talk something about from observation. On Tuesday night, I believe it was, Odessa and I were at a restaurant. And the hostess says, where would you like to sit? Would you like a booth or a table? I said, don't matter. Surprise me. And so she took us to a table, and sitting next to us was a couple. The woman was in a wheelchair. I said, oh, I guess this is the elderly folk section. But then as I looked at her, she obviously had had a stroke as well. And her husband was her caregiver, and he was feeding her. And I thought about how difficult it can be when you are a caregiver. Amen. It can be tough. But life has many hardships and discouragements. Amen. If you came to the Lord believing that you'd never have another problem, will somebody fool you? Amen, because all that will live godly will suffer persecution. So we're not exempt from what goes on. However, for many of God's people and those who are not God's people, the intensity of their suffering seems to suck out their will to continue. Amen, you just keep on putting up with the same stuff over and over and over again. It just seems to just draw from you all that you want to be able to do. Sometimes it can be sickness, a bereavement, a caregiving, family problems, or economic difficulties. Any of those can be a problem. But my message today is, you are not done yet.
That's right.
Amen. Irrespective of what you are experiencing. Amen. Amen. You're not done. Amen. God has given you another day. But sometimes the persistent, excruciating pain of life's difficulties that continues with a numbing effect, It almost becomes debilitating.
Yeah.
You want to just give up. I'm talking to you today.
Yeah.
Amen. Got some good gospel news for you.
Amen.
Amen. I want to talk to the person whose life has become gloom and doom. And it produces the attitude of, what's the use? I will talk to you today. Let me tell you, whatever you are experiencing in life, no matter how difficult, no matter how tough it might appear, I've got good gospel news for you. Amen. You are not done yet. Why are you not done? The text tells us.
Yeah.
Amen. If you look at verse 4, you have not yet resisted unto blood. Simply put, you're still here.
That's right.
Yeah, you're still here. Amen. God has kept you here through all your difficulties. You have not resisted to the point of shedding blood. And anytime there is life, there is hope. Amen. If God be for you, who can be against you? Amen. There are times when the Lord allows us, and I want us to understand in this book of Hebrews, it's encouraging words to God's people. In chapter 11, we see many who have walked and ran their race. Whether they walked or ran, they exhibited a life of faith. And I got to tell you, folks, without faith, it is impossible to please God. You got to know that I might be going through this now, but this is not the end. Amen. If God is for me, He's able to bring me through this. Amen. Amen. When we look at the book of Hebrews, these readers were facing difficult times because of persecution. But none of them had yet died for their faith. When you understand that, I'm still here. I can make something out of what's going on. I simply need to know that if I stand for the Lord, the Lord will stand with me. Now let me say that again because somebody didn't get it. If I stand for the Lord, the Lord will stand with me. Amen. And when the Lord stands with you, amen, then you can understand what Brother John says when he says, greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world. In this world, you'll have trials and tribulations. Amen. But God, if He's for you, amen, hold on, all is well. So number one, we look at the text and tells us you're still here. As long as you're still here, you got hope. But then there's also, number two, the great cloud of witnesses. Amen. They are a source of encouragement. For they went through hell and high water. And in the midst of everything, God delivered them. And if He didn't deliver them, He gave them the ultimate place for them.
Right.
Amen. See, sometimes the Lord will allow martyrdom because He's ready to bring you home.
Right.
We don't always understand what God's plan is, but God always has a plan for His people.
That's right.
Amen. He has a plan for His people. And so when I look at the cloud of witnesses, I understand we do not struggle alone.
Yes.
Amen. Somebody before me has had problems.
That's right.
They struggle with them. Amen. And when I look at what he tells me in chapter 11, amen, not only did they struggle with them, but they won.
That's right.
And I got to tell you, what he has done for others, he'll do for you. Amen. God is not slack concerning His promises. Amen. If you just know that I'm still here, I might be going through hell and high water, but God is with me. And if God is with me, there is none who can be against me. Then I need to understand there is a great cloud of witnesses looking over the balances of glory, watching us as we run our race, when we go through our hard times, when we go through the periods of difficulty, amen, they are looking at us as we run.
Yeah.
Amen. No doubt they're encouraging us on, said, keep on keeping on. Amen. Amen. The race is not over yet. Amen. And so I can stand strong in the Lord because I know the Lord has left me here for a purpose. Amen. The Lord left you here for a purpose. Amen. Amen. If you're not about what the Lord has for you, check it out, would you? Amen. Lord, what will you have me to do? Amen. Amen. But number three, whenever you are going through trials and tribulation, keep your eyes on Jesus. Amen. Keep your eyes on Jesus. To live effectively, we must keep our eyes on him. Amen. He loves us with an unconditional love. But we can also take comfort by knowing Jesus suffered just like we suffered. Amen. Amen. Listen what it says in verse 2. And you got to get this, people. Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him, amen, amen, he endured the cross, despising the shame that goes with hanging on a cross, amen, and is now set down at the right hand of the throne of God. Amen. When God went through what he had to go through, there was purpose for it. Amen. The joy would come when he would bring many brothers and sisters into the kingdom. Amen. He knew the only way that he could bring him into the kingdom was a righteous man had to die. But aren't you glad that while we were yet sinners, amen, Christ loved us enough to give his life that we might have the righteousness of God. Got to tell you, folk, there are a lot of us that have our righteousness. But our righteousness is as, y'all know what to say, amen. It has to be better, amen, than the Jews, amen. For they, being ignorant of God's righteousness, they have gone about to establish their own righteousness. They have not submitted themselves unto the righteousness of God. But when you know, you let God tell you what's right. You know, somebody asked me once, well, how do you know what's right? Can I just leave you a little thing to hang with you? Amen. What's right is what God says is right. Amen. I know all of us like to believe that whatever comes out of our mouth comes from Mount Olympus, so it must be right. But I want you to know it's not necessarily true. Amen. Just because you said it. But if God said it, it's right. And when God says it's right, amen, 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 I can hang on to everything that God says. God tells me, let us not be weary in well-doing, for you shall reap in due season if you faint not. God knows when we are going through hell and high water. Amen. God knows the problems that we have. But I want to tell you, God is a problem solver. Amen. If you'd never had a problem, you wouldn't know how to pray. But when you go through the trials and tribulations of this world, when you get on your knees, you don't have to tell the Lord that he heard the Hebrew boys and that he heard Daniel in the lion's den. Your prayer goes something like, help! Amen. Amen. And the thing about our Heavenly Father, amen, he has allowed the Holy Spirit to listen to our prayers and put them in an acceptable form that when the Father receives them, he knows exactly what we're looking for. Because, see, sometimes we're not able to tell him all that we want to tell him. That's why the poet says, and he pities every groan. Amen, sometimes all we can do is groan, but the Lord hears and he understands our groan. Amen, but when we tell him about our trouble, amen. He knows how to answer. Amen. The song says by and by. But you know, the Lord knows when to answer us. Amen. He knows when we need it. He knows how to give it to us. And he knows how long it takes for us to receive it. You realize for some of us, we don't move like the Lord wants us to move. Mm-hmm. I'm amazed that at the early church, the Lord had told them that they would be witnesses in Jerusalem and Judea and Samaria and to the uttermost parts of the world, but they were happy in Jerusalem. But the Lord allowed Saul of Tarsus to give them some trouble. And it's amazing how trouble would get you on the missionary journey. Amen. Because the Bible said, and they that were scattered abroad, I wish I had somebody that read the Bible. They that were scattered abroad went everywhere preaching. Amen. You see, they were comfortable in Jerusalem. And see, for some of us, we've been comfortable, and the Lord has now taken us out of our comfort zone. He's letting some things happen in our lives, and we feel like we've been abandoned. But I stopped by to tell you, the Lord says, I'm with you. Amen. I'm developing character. I'm helping you to be all that you want to and need to be. And I'm glad that the Lord knows how to do it. Uh-huh. Amen. We can take comfort when we know that Jesus has suffered as well. He understands our fears, our weaknesses, our disappointments. Jesus, the pioneer and perfecter of our faith, for the joy that was set before him, he endured the cross. Not that he was the one that had sinned, but that we had sinned and we needed a Savior. And he readily gave his life as a ransom for us. Now, some of us, we don't know how to praise him, but you ought to come in this house and thank you, Lord. Amen. Every time you get a chance, you ought to say, hallelujah. Amen. Amen. You ought to say, Lord, how I do thank you. I'm not all that you want me to be, but I'm so much better than I used to be. Lord, and I know you're not done with me yet. Amen. You're still working on me. Amen. That's why I tell you, amen, you're not done. Amen. The Lord is still working on your behalf. Have I got a witness? And if you understand that the Lord knows your desires, and the scripture says he will give you the desires of your heart. Amen. But you got to know that your desires are in compliance with his will. Say that again, Pastor. Amen. You need to know that your desires are in compliance with his will. Amen. You can't get up in the morning after praying last night and walk out on your driveway and expect to see a new Lexus. You can pray all you want to. Amen. Amen. Now, if you got, you know, $60,000, you probably can have one sitting out there. But then if you had the $60,000, you wouldn't have prayed about it, would you? You'd have just went on and bought. Talk to me, somebody. Amen. Amen. We have to understand how we can pray, amen, effectively. Amen. Pray God's word to him. I want you to know when we talk about Jesus, he lets us know that God is still in control. Christ is still the Alpha and the Omega. Christ is still the beginning and the end. Christ is still the first and the last. Amen. If we understand, we need to know we're still here. He's working on me, but I'm still here. Amen. There's a great cloud of witnesses that's encouraging me to keep on keeping on. I'm going to keep my eyes set on Jesus because I know that if he leads me, he will lead me in a plain path. But number four, don't lose heart. Amen. Don't give up. Amen. The announcing clerk just said the best is yet to come. Amen. The scripture said don't faint in your mind. Amen. You can tell when folk have fainted in their mind. Amen. They've given up. They don't worry about it anymore. Amen. You know, I can look at marriages and tell when they fainted. Mm-hmm. Amen. And husband and wife don't hardly talk anymore. Amen. You just do her thing. He does his thing. And everybody happy. Amen. But don't faint in your mind. Know that God has some better things for you. Amen. When I look at scripture, many have already made it through life enduring similar even more difficult circumstances than we are experiencing. And if that be the case, I'm still here. So let's not be weary in well-doing. I need to know that God is our refuge and strength. He is a very present help in the time of trouble. And then the one thing that I find in Hebrews chapter number 12, and it's really found in verse 29, and I'm headed to a close. Our God is a consuming fire. When you understand that when you are on fire for the Lord, nothing is too hard for you. When you understand that if God is for you, amen, you know that all is well. You know that as you run your race, the heavenly audience is watching how we run our race. And so he tells us to lay aside every weight, whatever it is that is an impediment on your being the best you can be, get rid of it. Amen. Lay it aside. And then the sin that so easily besets you, get rid of it. And then run with patience, knowing that the way it is not the way it's going to always be. That God has some better things for us. But he wants us to know that we can trust him even in the down times of life. Can you imagine if every day you had all that you wanted? You'd never pray. Amen. You'd get up and just go use whatever God has given you and never say thank you. Amen. But when you run into some hard times, amen, when you have to have, amen, a meal with short meat and long gravy, you learn how to appreciate what God has done for you. Amen. See, some folk don't know what I'm talking about. But see, there are those of us that know about short meat and long gravy. Amen. You see, we were not eating ribeyes. We were eating round steak. Amen. It wasn't very much. Amen. The adults got the meat. And we got the little round bone that came. Yeah, yeah. And then they put some rice in there. Come on, talk to me, somebody. Amen. But God has done some better thing for us now. Yeah, now, yeah. We're eating ribeyes and we're eating stripped steaks. Amen. But I want you to know that God is still in control. Amen. If God, amen, gave you the ribeye and stripped steaks, he can give you all the other desires of your heart. But let me just drop this, and I'm headed to a close. Amen. When God blesses you, he blesses you that you might be a blessing. Amen. He didn't give it to you for you to hold it all in. You all know what I say. Get all you can and can all you get and set on the can. Yeah, that's some of us. Amen. The Lord blesses us, and we don't know how to be a blessing, but God blesses us that we can be a blessing to somebody. But God says, amen, before 45 leaves office, a lot of y'all would know how to pray. Yeah, you see, God knows how to draw us to our knees. Amen. Let us run with patience. Amen. Knowing that God's going to take care of those that are his. And then as we run our race, we look to Jesus. I wish I had somebody who knew about running track. Amen. I used to run track. Used to run, amen, anchor the sprint medley and run the 440. And running that in the 880, amen. And when you're running, you don't want to keep looking back or looking sideways. Amen. You want to have your focus forward. And if you've got your coach on the side, he's giving you some signals to pep it up. But you see, you're not looking on the side to see if the other runners are getting close to you. Amen. Because that'll make you break your stride. Amen. And see, some of us, we break our stride looking at other folk. Amen. Amen. Lord, I come to church. I give all this money and they living better than me. Don't worry about that. Amen. God is going to take care of you. And if God is taking you through a period of uncertainty, you got to know that God is still in control. Amen. I'm not worried because times get tough. Amen. That's when God does his best work. Amen. I have lived long enough to see him, amen, do a marvelous work. Amen. Amen. You see, I can tell you about the WPA and all them folk, how God brought us through all of those things. amen. And you know, we're worried about whether he's going to, 45 is going to get rid of Obamacare. If he does, God's going to take care of us. Amen. God's going to take care of us. Amen. Amen. Now, when I understand that there is a joy in serving the Lord, even when I'm going through hard times, there is a joy that I have in serving the Lord. Amen. Sister Allen blessed me when she testified. Yes, been through some things, but she still got a joy. Amen. And the joy of the Lord is your strength. Amen. As long as you know how to have that joy in the Lord, that it does not matter what I'm going through, God is still in control. Amen. I'm still looking to him, the author and the finisher of our faith. Somebody don't understand that, but I want you to understand he is the pioneer. Amen. He started this whole thing, and he's going to cause this whole thing to roll up and explode into eternity. Have I got a witness? So I'm going to trust the Lord in everything. Ah, thank you, Holy Ghost. When I consider him that endured such contradiction of sinners, amen, had so many problems that the sinners brought against him, but yet he continued steadfast and unmovable, amen, he kept on keeping on. And the message to us today is keep on keeping on. Can you see that? Verse number 3. If you don't, you'll get wearied and faint in your mind. Amen. You'll start looking at your problem instead of looking at your problem solver. You got a whole bunch in this room. You're looking at your problem. And the problem looms large. But when you look at your problem solver, your problem is not so big. I would suggest look at the problem solver. He's able to take care of whatever you are experiencing. And then he tells us in verse 4, and I'm almost done, you have not yet resisted unto blood. You have not given your life in resisting whatever it is you're going through. And as long as you're able to take a breath, God will take care of you. You just need to know that you're on the Lord's side. Have I got a witness in this room? Amen. Too oft times we want to know, is the Lord on my side? Amen. You don't have a side. Amen. The only side is the Lord's side. Either you're on the Lord's side or you're on Satan's side. I've determined that the Lord's way is the only way. Can I go ahead and preach? Amen. When I understand that God is a consuming fire, well, how did he come to this announcement, this pronouncement? Well, it is because of what he has done. Have I got a witness? For the Bible said, while we were yet sinners, Christ gave himself as a ransom for our sins. We were headed the wrong way. We were not serving him. We were not doing what he required of us. But because of his great love for us, even while we were estranged from him, when did he do it? I'm glad you ask. For the Bible said it was on a Friday. Have I got a witness? He put a cross on his shoulder. Went up a hill called Golgotha. They nailed his hands and they riveted his feet. They stretched him wide and they dropped him low. He died. He died for our sins. Greater love hath no man than this, that he would give his life as a ransom for his friends. I'm so glad that Jesus said, you're no longer servants. Have I got a witness? But you're my friends. I don't know about you, but I'm glad to be called a friend of the living God. He's all right. He's all right. Somebody said, how do you know? Well, I'm glad you ask. Hallelujah. He's bread when you're hungry. Ah, yes. He's money on a Washington, D.C. trip. He's everything you need. I don't know whether you know how to trust him or not, but the old folk had it right when they said, I will trust in the Lord. And then seemed like somebody said, how long will I trust in the Lord? I'm going to trust in Him until I die. I want somebody to know I'm wrapped up, tangled up, and fixed up. Jesus has made it possible that though I go in the hard places, I am not alone. How do you know it? Well, ask Brother David. David said, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadows of death, I will fear no evil. Why? Because thou art with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. And more than that, you prepare a table in the presence of mine enemy. And that's what I like to preach about. He knows how to fix a table in the presence of the enemy. The Lord said, if you let me prepare a table for you. Well, let's see what's on the menu. Well, I look at the table. There is the meat to do my Father's will. There is living water. And if you go to the table that the Lord has set, everything is all right. It's all right. You know, some folks say, as black Baptists, we are too emotional. But every now and then, I gotta get a hoop in. I gotta say, hallelujah, hallelujah. I want somebody to know that the God that I serve, He's everything I need. I want them to know He met me when I was on my way to hell. But He loved me too much to let me go on to hell. He stopped me in my tracks, turned me around, place my feet on solid ground, and now I can praise Him. Ah, yes. Do you know how to praise Him? Every now and then, you want to say hallelujah, hallelujah. Every now and then, you want to wave your hand. Every now and then, He puts a little step, He puts a little pep in your step. You want to move this way, and then you move that way, and then you move forward, and then you move back. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Somebody said, why are you moving forward? He's leading me. When you step back, He's defending me. When I move to the right, He's preparing for me. When I go to the left, He's fixing it all up. He's all right. He's all right. Do you know Him? Have you tried? Somebody in this room, as I come to a close, you're going through hell and high water, but you haven't resisted unto blood. Keep on living, and the Lord will bring you out more than a conqueror. Yes, He will. He's all right. He's all right. Hallelujah. 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 Have you tried Him? Do you know Him? Now don't try to fool me. You really need to know that you know, that you know that you know. And when you know that you know, you're wrapped up, tied up, and tangled up in the Lord. Can you bless the Lord? Oh, yes. I can hear the psalmist sing, I will bless the Lord at all times. When I got pains in my body, hallelujah. When I don't have two nickels to rub together, hallelujah. When I'm sitting in high cotton. Now, see, young folk don't know about high cotton, but ask some old person what that term means. It means you're living well, when you're living well, I will bless the Lord at all times. I know how to say thank you, thank you, thank you. We shall extend a privilege to the church.